Right, so in order to understand this Gemara, like we said last time, we have to be very clear of the braisa that the Gemara mentioned of Avlaman Zayin Amad Aleph. There was a Reisha and a Seifa, and the Reisha itself had two parts, the Reisha of the Reisha and the Seifa of the Reisha. So let's just remind ourselves of the various halachas. The Reisha said, what we were talking about, if somebody is Koseis Chitov, you have Chitov. So essentially the Gemara tells us the bracha is Boyer Pri Hadoma. And if however you go and you bake it and you cook it, etc., etc., then it depends. There's a Reisha and there's a Seifa, i.e. if the Prusois are Kayomois, so basically all intents and purposes it's bread, so then what's the halacha? So then Amotzi Lechem and Aretz and Birkas HaMazon. If the Prusois are not Kayomois, so the halacha is Boyamunei Mezoinos and Ala Michya. That's the ratio. The Sefer says that when it comes to Eiras, however, then the bracha is Boyrei Pri Ha'adoma, the same as Chita. But over here, when you cook and bake it, it's irrelevant whether the Prusos are Kayomos or not. It never gets the status of bread. And therefore, the bracha will always be Mezoinos before and Ala Michya afterwards. That's what the Braisa says. Now, the Gemara was re-examining the Seifa of the Braisa. You're telling me that rice, even when made into bread, it does not get the bracha of benching, on the one hand, but it does get the bracha of Mezoinos and Alamichya on the other. The problem was that we have another Braisa that says that Lebesoif Veloy Klum. That was the problem. Now, we already explained that Veloi Klum obviously can't mean that there's no bracha whatsoever, there's no such thing. So Veloi Klum, Rashi explained, means there's no bracha achas me'ein shalosh, rather it's boyer nefoshes. So therefore, that's our stira, that's what we're trying to work out. On the one hand, the Braisa says that the bracha on, that the bracha on oireis is and Aramichio, and yet we have another braisa that says that it's not Aramichio, it's rather it's Bar Nefoshes. So that's our contradiction. Is it Aramichio or is it in fact Bar Nefoshes? That's the steer. So the Gemara said, fine, it's not a problem. How do we deal with that? We simply say that one opinion is Reuven Gamliel, and one opinion is the Rabbanon. And that's how we reconcile the Stira. Or rather, that's how we explain the contradiction. There's no need to reconcile, because one opinion is Reuven Gamliel, and one opinion is the Rabbanon. So now, who is Reuven Gamliel, and who is the Rabbanon? So the Gemara brought a principle in the name of Reuven Gamliel, a tremendous chiddush, that Shiva Saminim, what's the halacha of Shiva Saminim according to Reuven Gamliel? Full blown benching. Hamoitzi, Shalosh Brachis. You'd make eight, but Shalosh Brachis means it'll be Birkas HaMazon. And the Chachamim say, no, not at all. It'll be Alapeiris. The Gemara brought a story. What was the story? The story was with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva. They were in Yerichoi. They ate dates. Now dates are certainly one of the Shiva Saminim. Rabbi Gamliel, who is of the opinion that which bracha you're supposed to make Birkas HaMazon, he gave Rashus to Rabbi Akiva to make a bracha. And unfortunately and surprisingly, he didn't bench. He didn't say Birkas HaMazon, he said Ala Michio, and he explained, because I pasken like the Yochid Varabim Halacha Karabim. Fine. Then, we're still explaining and answering our contradiction. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rabbi Gamliel, that if you have Shiva Saminim, which is not Min Dagon, or Min Dagon, a grain, but you didn't make it into bread, so there Rabbi Gamliel would hold Shalosh Brachos. This is the second Chiddush now. Rabbi Gamliel holds that not only does Shiva Saminim require shalosh brachos, but so do min dogon, even if you didn't make it into bread. If you did make it into bread, then obviously everybody would hold you say shalosh brachos, because that's classic lechem. But Rabban Gamliel's chiddush is that even if I did not make it into bread, both shiva saminim and dogon both require berkas amazon. Whereas the chachomim, they say that what? No, brocha achas. What does brocha achas mean? Ala mechir. So if you have one of the shiva saminim, you say ala peiris. And if you have a dogon which you didn't make into bread, you say ala mechir. Finally, the Braisa said, in a minute we'll put all the pieces together, that if it is not the shiva saminim, and neither is it pas, or v'loy min dogon, for example, bread of oiris v'dechen, the Rabban Gamliel says ala michyo, and the chachomim say v'loy chlum. Now this is what we were looking for. The chachomim have told us that what? That when you have something which is neither the shiva saminim, nor is it a real grain or bread, then the bracha is very nefoshes. Rabban Gamliel disagrees. So therefore, when we had our braisa, and it says that if you chew oirez rice, and then you make it into bread, what are the braisa saying? Mezoinos and ala michyon. The Gemara said, I don't understand. We have another braisa that says v'loy klum. Yes, the v'loy klum opinion is whose opinion? The Rabbanon. Why do they say loy klum? Because they say, listen, it's not shiva saminim, it's not grain, and it's not bread. You can't make bread from oirez. Therefore, it doesn't get the bracha of ala michyo. So who does say it's ala michyo? Rabban Gamliel. That's how the Gemara is learning so far. So we have a big machloikas over here. We have a machloikas between Rabban Gamliel on the one hand and the Chachamim on the other hand. When you have no shiva saminim, and no grain, what is the after bracha? We also have a machlekas when it is grain, and when it is shiva saminim. Because according to Rabban Gamliel, what's the bracha going to be then?
Benching.
Berkas hamazon. So we have a double machlekas, but at least with regard to us for the moment, the bracha on oireis, when baked, etc., etc., according to the Chachamim, the halacha would be v'loy klum, and according to Rabban Gamliel, it would be ala michyo. So far, all is fine and well. Where do the problems begin? The Gemara says, one moment, on the fifth line, b'mai okimta k'Rabban Gamliel. You have decided that we're making an okimta, we are establishing that who is the author of the Brais on Amud Aleph that says ala michyo on oireis, it must be Rabban Gamliel. Because if it would be the Rabbonon, the halacha would be klum, bar nefashos. So it must be Rabban Gamliel. Now remember, which part of the Brais was that dealing with? It was the oireis part, which was the sefer. So the Gemara is now going to prove, not from the sefer, but rather from the resha, at least the sefer of the resha, that it cannot be Rabban Gamliel. It can't be Rabban Gamliel. How do I know? Says the Gemara. V'mayo kimta Gamliel, Ema Sefer Duration. What about the Sefer of the Ratio, which says as follows, quote unquote, Im Ein Hafrusois Kayomois. This is talking about Chita, by the way, not Oiris. It says with regard to Chita that what? In ein hapusos kayomois b'tchila mevarech oleho boire minei mezoinois ola b'soif mevarech oleho brocha achas mi'ein sholosh. End of quote. It said there that if you have wheat which you then bake, etc., etc., so if the prusos are kayomois, then what's the halacha? Mezoinois and alamishka. Now one second. What would Rabban Gamliel say in that case?
Nothing.
For sure, because
it's
It's green. So, for sure, you would make a proper full blown Birkas HaMazon. Says the Gemara, E Rabban Gamliel, I don't understand. Hash, now that we've said a koisavos, what's koisavos?
Dates.
Va'adaisa, what's daisa? Porridge, like we said before, mindogon, even if you didn't make it into bread. What does he hold? Omar Rabban Gamliel, Gimel Brachos, comma. If Rabban Gamliel already holds that what? Dafa the Shivas Aminim or porridge. You would make a full blown Birkas HaMazon. Im Ein, Haprusos, Kayomos, Miboya? So if the Prusos are not Kayomos, what did we say before? That it's Alamichyo. One second. What are we talking about? We're talking about Chita. Which you baked. If it's Prusos Kayamais, fine, Birkas HaMazon. If it's not Prusos Kayamais, Alamichyo. How can that be worse than Shivas Aminim, grain? This is Chito. Chito is grain. And therefore, according to Rabbi Gamliel, what would be the halacha?
Full benching.
Full bench. And doesn't say that. What does it say? So it can't be Rabban Gamliel talking. Who must it be talking then?
Rabbanim.
It must be the Rabban, in which case we're in big trouble. So if it's the Rabbanon talking, and yet what does it say in the Sefer with regard to Oirez rice? It says there are Aramichio, and then we have the other Brice that says Baranafoshes. So you wanted to tell me, no, the first Brice is Rabban Gamliel, but we've just proved it can't be Rabban Gamliel. It must be the Rabbanon, so we have a contradiction in the Rabbanon. Says Rashi, third wide line. B'mayo kimta, how did you establish lahahu d'le'el? That which we stated above. Rukhtani, it says, de'ola b'soif, brocha achas me'ein shalosh. It says that you would make a brocha of what? Which brocha? Alamichyo. So you said, with regard to Eiriz, so you said it must be Kibur Gamliel. Eima, sefer d'resha. So how are you going to understand the Sefer of the Reisha, Dahi Masnisin, in that very Braisa, comma? The Masni, because it's stated over there, Gabe HaKoses es HaChito, now we're going back to Chito, so Dahi Reisha Dido, what does that mean, Dahi Reisha Dido? That's the Reisha of that very Braisa that you've decided is Rabban Gamliel. What does it say there? V'ktoni Sefer, if Ein, HaPrusos, Kayomos, etc., 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 the Brocha is merely Alamichya, I don't understand. Hashta afilu adaisa. Now that you've told me that even on mere porridge, Omar Rabban Gamliel b'mas nisin b'astraisa, it says in this second brace at the top of the page, it says, Oy min dogon v'loy osoy pas, mavarech acharov gimel brachas, quote unquote. What is dogon which you didn't make into bread? I.e., in other words, it is porridge. And yet, what does it say in the name of Rabbi Gamliel that the bracha is Gimel Brachos? Is Ein Haprusos Kayamos. So if you've got a case where you made Chito into bread, but the slices are not Kayamos, Shebet Chilosoi past Mamish Hoya, in the beginning it was real bread, just afterwards it crumbled. Miboya? Can that be a question? Okashi Nimoyach, when eventually, what does Nimoyach mean? When it dissolved. Mi gora mi daisa? Can it possibly be worse than porridge? Remember, what happened to this chita? You baked it into fully blown bread, but then afterwards you cooked it, and what happened? It began to be nimoyach. Nimoyach means it began to dissolve. So what are you going to say? Ah, sorry, it doesn't get benching anymore. How can this mixture, which once upon a time was actually bread, be worse than porridge, which never made it to bread? What is this? This is some sort of a stew which is chito based. Fine, it's not solid anymore, it doesn't look like bread, but it once was bread. So what are you telling me? Yeah, but it's no longer bread, it's only alamichyo. Aha. And what about dogon? Grey, which never made it to bread. Well, that's benching? Can't be. It would obviously be, according to Rabbi Gamliel, if there's benching on dogon, there would obviously be benching on this chita, which in Aprusos Kayamos. So who must it be, says Rashi? Elolav Rabbonon. Tomri, they said, Gabadaisa. Bracha achas, there's only one bracha. V'hai namin, so too, mishini moyach, when it crumbles, la pasi, it's not bread, v'hava kedaisa. Remember, if you look at the second line at the top of the Gemara, what does it say? V'chachamim oimrim. What's the bracha on this dice, on this grain? Bracha achas. Because it's not bread. That's what the Chachamim say. Fine. So therefore, look back into the Gemara now. Elo pshita rabbonon. It must be the rabbonon talking. Yochi kashya the rabbonon. Ad the rabbonon? Question mark. So in which case? So now, stira rabbonon. Don't tell me that the brayso on Amud Aleph is Rabban Gamliel. We've just now proved it can't be. So who must it be talking? It must be the Rabbanon talking, but I'm sorry to tell you, if it's the Rabbanon talking, then what? Then how can the Rabbanon on the one hand say that this oirez is alamichyo, and yet in the other braisa it says Borei Nefoshos, and don't tell me that the first braisa is Rabban Gamliel, because we've just now proved that it can't be. Says the Gemara, Elo, Le'oilam Rabbanon. Why is this called Elo? We're changing, because what did we say initially? What are we changing? What do you mean Elo? Elo, we always said, means a change. What are we changing? Which Braisa? The first Braisa. Because until this stage, what did we say, that who's the author of the Braisa? Rabban Gamliel. That's how we try to reconcile the Braisa. We said the first Braisa is Rabban Gamliel, the second one is the Rabbanon. Don't worry about it. But we've just now proved it can't be. It must be the Rabbanon. It's Rabbanon. Does it make sense? Elo, you're right. We're backtracking. Lo'olam Rabbanon. It really is the Rabbanon. If it's the Rabbanon, we're in big trouble. Why are we in big trouble? Because why does it say that on Oireis you make a bracha of Alamichyo? The answer is, it doesn't. We need to edit the braisa. L'hoilom Rabbanon v'toni. And the real version, Gaba Oireis, is Ulebasoif Einoi Mevorech Olov V'loi Klum. Simple as that. So as long as we had the version that was stated that what the bracha is Alamichyo, well then undoubtedly we're in big trouble, because we've proved it can't be Rabban Gamliel. It must be the Rabbanon. If it's the Rabbanon, why are they telling me it's Alamichyo, and the other price that says it's Borei Nefoshos? The answer is, you're right, it is Rabbanon. That proof is absolute. I says the Alamichyo, mistake. It's to edit the Braisa, and it's supposed to say, instead of Alamichyo, it's supposed to say V'loi klum. And what does it say in the second braisa? V'loi klum. Wonderful. So halacha l'maisa, this is, by the way, what's the bracha on oireis? According to this, the bracha achrena is Borei Nefoshos. Why? Because it's not really a proper grain. Although we make a bracha of mezainus on it, but Borei Nefoshos is the after bracha, and that is in fact halacha l'maisa. According to Rabbi Gamliel, that would not be the case. But we don't pass in Rabbi Gamliel, we pass in Halacha Chacham. Okay.
We don't now come to a conclusion based on Sfora.
Based on?
Sfora. You have to change, you have to edit the Braisa in order to make it work.
Yeah. There's no alternative. We don't go around editing Braisas. But if the Gemara says that, if it's edited, then apparently the Gemara is considering that, yes, we had an erroneous version of the Braisa. Now, there is one halacha, it's a little bit of a complicated sugya, but if you put all the pieces together, you will realize that there's one halacha that is not mentioned in this Gemara, and this is what Tosfos deals with. And that is, we've been dealing with chito, with oireis, with doichen, with pass, with dogon, etc., etc., brocha rishena and brocha achrena. So we've established, for example, that when it comes to oireis, brocha rishena, zaynes, brocha achrena, Borei Nefoshos. Fine. With regard to chita, when you made it into bread, so we make a distinction between prusis kayomis, ein prusis kayomis, etc., etc. But one moment, let's go all the way back to the beginning. If you have chita, what's the bracha on chita? We are not told what the bracha achrina was there. Because the braisa there said, if you have chita, it's adama. And if you bake it, etc., then the bracha rishona is this, and the bracha achrina is that. One second. You missed out a stage. What's the halacha bracha achrina on something you make adama on? This is a very, very important question. When you make mezainos, the bracha achrina is alamichya. When you say ha'eitz, the bracha is ala peiros. When you say amitzi lechem in haaretz, it's birkas hamazon. What about bayre pri ha'adama? Maybe we should also have a bracha achas me'ein shalosh, and instead of calling it ala michya, we'll call it ala ha'adama. Or perhaps not. That is the discussion. Have a look at Tosafot on the back. It's not a difficult Tosafot, even though it's a long Tosafot, it's not a complicated Tosafot. Now, just before we see the Tosafot, we have to remind ourselves that this is not the first time that we've bumped into a sugya that discusses chita. Because we actually had a sugya on Amud Aleph, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, that spoke about chita. If you want to turn the page, have a look at that Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. It spoke about kimcha dechiti, towards the top. Kimcha dechiti, if you have flower of chitu, and machlaikos, whether it's hadomo, or shahakol miyavidvare. In other words, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph tells us that chita plain is hadomo. Kimcha dechiti, which was being ground down, was the machlaikos. And if you remember, the machlaikos was because it was ishtani. It's changed. If it's changed status, does it change brocha? That was the discussion there. So there's one opinion that says no, it remains Adama. Rav Nachman says it becomes Shehakol. We actually pass it like Rav Nachman, and that was the whole discussion. What's the halacha when a food changes status? So now let's have a look at Tosafot. Hakoseis chito sorich levorich oleho boire pri Adama. Shehare. Because afilu bekimcha underline the chiti. Even the flower of chiti, amrin on le'el, we said above, meaning lamad vav amud aleph, mevorchim oleha bayrei pri ha'adama. What does that mean, even? What does Tosafot mean, even? What's the afilu mean?
Not only the grain itself, but even
when it's being converted, and you might consider that maybe a downgrade or a change, whatever you view it, but it's definitely a change. And it still maintains the bracha of ha'adama. We will come to the other view in a second. So certainly when the chita is in its original status, then what's the bracha? Definitely bracha pri ha'adama. Says Ula Rav Nachman. And even Rav Nachman, who disagreed over there, what did he maintain? And which bracha is it? Shakol. Loi svira lehochi. That's true. He doesn't hold that way. He doesn't say it's ha'adama, but that's because mishum de ishtanu. Only because it changed. But he would also be the first one to admit that what? That when it hasn't changed, what's the bracha?
Adama.
Fine. That is the introduction to Tosafot, period. Now, Umiyu, however, b'la'acharov, when it comes to the bracha afterwards, we are not taught what bracha you make after chito yesh l'sapek. There, we could have a doubt. My mevorchim. What bracha should we make? Not clear. Im mevorchim ala michyo ala kalkola. Would you make a bracha of ala michyo ala kalkola, and how would you conclude it? Umasayim. And you would finish, quote unquote, al ho adoma va al pri ho adoma, end of quote. Just like we say ala michyo ala kalkola, or ala peiros ala, etc., etc. So maybe we say al ho adoma va al pri ho adoma.
Making it a bro.
That's the question. Is that what we would do? Ala michyo ala kalkola always begins with those words, even when it's on fruit. But then the conclusion is different. Al amichav al kolkolo val agefen pri agefen. If you're only eating fruit, al ho'etz val pri ho'etz. So how would you begin over here? It is interesting, by the way. When we have fruit, how do we begin the bracha? We do not begin with al amichav al kolkolo. Baruch atah Hashem v'kem melech olam al ho'etz v'al pri ho'etz, and then we finish off al ha'peiros. So when Tosfos says that we will be mesayim al ha'adama v'al pri ha'adama, what does it mean mesayim? When?
Exactly.
Yeah, but he says al amichav al kakola. He says, would you make a bracha al amichav al kakola or mesayim al ha'adama v'al pri ha'adama? Not sure what it means.
You see, Allah is full of the Allah.
So,
yeah, I'm not sure for a moment. But either way, so taste as a suffix, would you make a bracha? In other words, the bracha achas me'ein shalosh, and obviously you wouldn't say ala mechio or ala peiros, you say ala adomo. Why not? Says Tosfos, deloy ashkechon. We've never found birkas ala mechio v'ala kalkolo, elo heicha deborich olayhu bereisha. Other than in a case where you made a bracha on them in the beginning, koydem o achila, before the achila. Boirei mi name is Zainis. Ala Michyo always refers to a bracha of Mezainis. Here you're not making Mezainis, you're making
Adama.
Alva Adama.
So is this comparable to Eitz?
Oh, so the Yosef is saying, one moment, it's true. But one second, there's another case that you say Ala Michyo, at least Ala Peiris, and that's on Peiris. Why can't you say Alva Adama? Okay, so he says we never found it. So let's have a look. Again, deloy ashkechon brocha ala michyo, birkas ala michyo v'ala kalkola. We've never found it. Eloheicha, other than where the borich olayhu bereisha, when you make a brocha on them, bereisha meaning in the beginning, koydem wachila, v'rabbeinu tam. Now, Rabbeinu Tam higia b'machzer shalei. Rabbeinu Tam had a machzer, which means he had a siddur. We wrote all his halachas. And he edited the following. He initially wrote, al ha'adama v'al pri ha'adama. Rabbeinu Tam initially had written in his siddur this very bracha that we're debating. Al ho adomo val pri ho adomo, but the chozar boy, he retracted. Why? For the reason we've stated before, deloy ashkechon b'shum mokim, we've never found in any place hach brocha, there's brocha. Never found it. Even though it does sound perfectly plausible, makes a lot of sense, we've never found it. Why? The lakamon, because later on in daf mem dalet o medalef. If you turn to the Gemara, have a look at the Gemara in Daf Mem Dalet. You'll see at the bottom of the page. If you look at the bottom of the page, there's narrow lines, medium lines, and wide lines. So if you look at the end of the medium lines, second last medium line, it says, "My Nihu." Bracha achas me'ein sholish. What exactly is the bracha achas me'ein sholish? So he says, apeiri de'eitz. If it is fruits from the tree, alo eitz, val pri ho eitz, val trumas ha'sedo, val eretz chem, val tzivo, etc., 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 and he keeps on going, al yishalayim erecho, etc., etc., etc. Then on the third wide line, what does it say in the middle? Lekold, sorry, dechameshes minim, then it'll be ala michyo v'ala kalkola. Etc. So it gives you two examples, either alo eitz or ala michyo, but that's it. It doesn't give you a third example of Alo Adomas, to come back to our tastes now. V'chazar boy Rabbeinu Tam retracted. Why? D'loy ashkechon b'shum mokim hachbracha. You don't find in any place any mention of this type of bracha. D'lakamon, because later on in Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, mefarish bracha achas me'en shalosh. We're going to discuss the bracha of achas me'en shalosh, and what does it say over there? V'koma. B'chameishes haminim, category number one, ala oretz v'lamichyo. V'al zayin haminim, category number two, ala oretz v'lapeiris. But, koma. V'al ho'adomo, v'al pri ho'adomo, loy hizkir. There's absolutely no mention of this new bracha that we're suggesting of al adoma, val pri adoma. And that's the source. If you look in the Gemara, that's where the Gemara discusses the bracha of achas me'ein shalosh, and gives you two possibilities, al peiros or al amichya, al eitz, al amichya, or not al pri adoma.
What about yain?
Oh, yain is not mentioned for the moment. So either way, says Tosis, I'm sorry, there doesn't seem to be any mention whatsoever of al ha'adoma, and therefore we can understand very well why Rabbeinu Tam retracted. Why did he retract? Because his bracha simply doesn't exist. Now, va'oid. Furthermore, I can bring another proof. Not just from the fact that we've never found it, but maybe a slightly stronger proof, and that is, but you'll see it's actually meduyuk in our Gemara that there's no such bracha. Why? Because it says in our Gemara, it says al hakoistes esachito. What does it say about koistes esachito? Mvorech vore priho adomo. Fine. And then how does the braisa continue? V'ko'omar behedya. And then it says very clearly that if tochnoi v'ofoi pas, if you made it into bread, what does it say? Prusas kayomois, as all the way till the end, and it says in eina prusas kayomois. What's the final line? B'tchilam avarech b'irim nimezainois ula b'soif bracha achas me'en sholosh. That means the first time the bracha achas me'en sholosh is mentioned in our braisa is with regard to chito that's been cooked and baked, but not plain chito. Why didn't it say it's on the very first line? What was the first line of the braisa? Plain chito is o'adomo. Next line, if you bake it, then if ein prusas kayomo, it's all of a sudden ala bichyo. One second, why didn't you tell me that in the ratio? Says Tesus, umid loy k'toni hocha. And seeing as this was not stated, gabakoseis hachito, that what? Because it did not say there that mevorech la'acharov brocha achas me'ein shalosh, it didn't make any mention there of the fact that there would be a bracha v'alamichya, shma mino. What do I hear from there? V'koseis leka bracha la'acharov me'ein shalosh. It would seem to be, but you know why it wasn't mentioned? Because indeed, that's not the right bracha. So what would be the bracha then? Borna Foshes. Now one moment. So far we have two proofs that seem to suggest that there is no bracha of me'ein shalish. What does the word me'ein mean? It's not me'ein with an aleph, which would mean not. Me'ein with an ayin means like. It's one bracha, but it's like three. In what way is it like three? Because basically it's a brief summary of all the main points on food and Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, all wrapped up in one bracha. Fine. So we have two proofs for the moment that after chita you would not make a bracha achas me'ein shalosh. Proof number one, very simply, because the Gemara later on that discusses the various options never proposes this as an option of al adoma, al pri adoma. Proof number two is in our Braisa that talks specifically about Chita, the first place that you find that a Brocha Achas Me'en Sholosh is mentioned is only when you baked it and cooked it, etc., etc., etc.
What's that a proof?
Why didn't you say that in the Rishon? Come to the very first line. Hakoyis is Zachit Me'en Bari Pri Adoma. Why didn't you say? And you finish off with, remember, the default position of any Brocha Achreina is Bari Nefoshes. That's the default. Unless told otherwise. Why? Because Bari Nefoshes is the generic Brocha. Bari Nefoshes, Rabbis, Vechastrainin, like we said before, Kol Masha Barasa, everything. So it's the one Brocha that basically fits all. So unless I'm told specifically otherwise, the assumption is Bari Nefoshes. And here, it's absolutely blatant, because Brocha Achas Me'en Sholosh is mentioned in this very Braisa, and yet not with regard to this line. Mm-hmm. Only in the Sefer, it talks about when you bake bread. Now, says Tosfos, one moment, there seems to be a counterproof. Why? The Hod Kama, that which was said, that Kol Shuhu Mindogan V'loyosapas. Remember we saw, and that's how we had to see the Gemara on our base before we saw the Tosfos. We saw a piece of Gemara that says, if you have Mindogon, and you didn't make it into pas, so what's the bracha there? Alamich. So one moment. What's the difference between the Chita that we're talking about, and the Mindogon on our base where the bracha is Alamich? It says there, what is Mindogon? Mindogon is grain. And it says that the grain is, according to Rulaza, it's actually benching, but according to the Chachamim, it is Alamichya. So there is a Bracha Me'achas Me'ein Sholosh. Albeit not Al Ha'adomah, but Al Pri Ha'adomah, but there's a Bracha Achas Me'ein Sholosh. In fact, maybe that's what the Gemara means. Have a look again at the top line of the Gemara Noma base. What does it say? Min dogon veloy osa pas. Very top line. If you have a grain which you did not make into bread, so Gamliel says sholish brachas. Okay, we don't pass like that. V'chachomim oimrim bracha achas. What does bracha achas mean?
Oh.
Or maybe alo adoma, val pri adoma. But it certainly says that it's not Bari Nefoshes. And it can't be Ala Michya because the Chayra, we're talking about Chita, which is Ha'adamas. So the Chayra, what does the Gemara mean? Al Ha'adamas, Al Pri Ha'adamas. Even though we have two proofs that seem to suggest that you don't make the Bracha, but here, the Chayra, we have a proof that you do. So it says there's nothing.
Doesn't Rabbeinu Tam's view the fact that it was Rosh Chiyah override at the fact that...
No, I ask you, I'm saying, we still need to deal with this braisa. Fine. V'ha d'ka'oma, that which we said that kol shu min dogon v'loy osley pas, etc., etc. V'ha chomim ay min brocha achas mi'in sholosh. And it says, quite clearly, the chachamim make a bracha of what? Of bracha achas me'in sholosh. It says, Tosfos, Mairi, do you know what that's talking about? Dov dino ke'en daisa. As we mentioned in our days. So you made it into into a type of porridge. De chashiva oz achilosoi. Because then the eating becomes more choshev. Why does it become more choshev? Because you've made it into a whole porridge. Then there will be a brocha achas me'en sholosh. Avol hakoyseis es hachito chai. What does chai mean?
Raw.
Deloy chashiva achilosei kol kach. Where the achila is not so choshev. Afal gav dehi min chameshes aminim. I'll give it to you, even though it is one of the five grains which normally do promote its chashivas, but not when it's raw. Einoi mevorich la'acharav brocha me'en sholosh eloboirei nefoshes avis. So therefore, says Tosfos, the bracha would not be bracha achas me'en shalosh, it would be bur in foshes. Daisa would be different, because you've made it into a whole chashav, it's already a whole meal, such as plain chita. But bur ala adoma val pri adoma, as at the moment Tosfos is saying there's no such bracha. Now, says Tosfos in conclusion, I must be honest. U'miu oimer hori. We mentioned until this point the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, who retracted from this old bracha. Do you know what the Ri says? Sheyesh lestapek. That actually we have a suffix. What's our suffix? Shemo chachomim kaili. Kaili means is it included? Maybe the Chachamim included Bahahi in that line of Min Dogon V'loy Osei Pas the Chachamim Oimrim Brocha Achas Me'en Sholosh. Maybe it is included after all. You're telling me that what does that line mean? It refers only to Daisa. The Ri said, I'm sorry, as far as I'm concerned it's a Sophic. Maybe plain Chita is also included in that line. Remember, that line is very vague. What does it say in that line? Min dogon, not made into bread, brocha achas me'en sholosh. It doesn't say anything necessarily that it's made into daisa, and it doesn't say what the brocha achas me'en sholosh is. Maybe it means al adoma, al pri adoma. So you, Rabbeinu Tam, initially held of adoma, and then you retracted. Aye, the Gemara says of min dogon, etc., etc. You said that's talking about daisa. Who says? The Ri had a suffix. The Ri said, I'm sorry, I could take this either way. Could go either way. It might very well be that what was meant in this line was indeed chita, even though it was not daisa. In which case, we're back to square one. We're back to square one. If you want to know which after bracha you make on chita, plain, if it's chito daisa, what's the halacha? It's definitely alamicha, that's from Forosha Gemara. But if it's plain chito, says the Ri could go either way. I don't see any clear proof. Well, you can't leave me in limbo because what do I do if I eat it? Says the Ri, avoid the shayla.
Thank you for the meal.
The nochain lahachmir. Therefore, best would be to be machmir she'ein lechoil kloyois oi chitim shlukois. Do not eat grain or cooked wheat. Elo betoich hasta'udra. Never eat it by itself. Only eat it as part and parcel of the suda. She'oz berkas hamozein poitraton. Because then Birkas HaMozen would certainly exempt it, and if you've avoided the suffix, unless im loy nisma'achu yofe, unless it became very nicely dissolved, dava kamoi daisa. So if you would cook it to the extent that it becomes daisa, well then you don't have to do this Birkas HaMozen trick. You can eat it plain, and what would be the bracha then? Ala michya, no question about it. But as long as it hasn't become fully fledged daisa, you just cooked it a bit, then says the Ri, as far as I'm concerned, it's a suffix, and therefore it's best avoided. I cannot come to a conclusion. I have no conclusion. The halacha l'maisa, only eat it as part of the meal. You may berkas hamazon, that way you avoid the shayla. Says Tosfos, the final line will be Yerushalmi. So too in the Gemara Yerushalmi, also you'll see there that yesh shegam ha'amiroyim. They were also Amoroyim Hoyo Mustafakim. They were also Mustafak about it. The Ri Safek actually turns out to be a Safek amongst Amoroyim. In Yerushalmi, to Omar, because it says there, Hodein, not Hadin, Hodein means this one. The Ochel Soiles, this one, this person who eats Soiles, which is flour. Pirush Kloyois, my Mavorech Besoifa. What does he make a bracha at the end? Ah, this is precisely the Shaila that we've been discussing. Finally, we've discovered Yerushalmi that actually asks the question straight out. What is the after bracha? What does it say? Rabbi Yirmiyama, loy ochlis soilis min yoma, etc., etc. Best is not to eat it. Not to eat it. In other words, the re-suffix turns out to be a suffix already amongst Amoraim. So according to Rabbeinu Tam edited the whole thing, there's no such bracha, and as far as he was concerned, it was definitely Bayre Mine Nefoshis. Bayre Nefoshis. Bayre Nefoshis. But the Ri has a suffix. The Ri has a suffix and says, I'm sorry, I'm not so convinced that it'll be Bayre Nefoshis, and the Ri holds that it might well be that it is Bracha Achas Mein Shalesh. Which one would it therefore be? The Al Hadama of Al Priya Adama. We would have to, by the way, deal with the initial proofs of Tosfos. Very strange that we've never found this bracha mentioned anywhere. So to in our brayse about Kosis the Sachita, it doesn't say there that you make an after bracha, bracha achas mein shalosh. In fact, the first mention of bracha achas mein shalosh is only at the end with regard to baking and cooking and ein prusus kayomis, etc., etc., etc. That does present a difficulty. That does seem to point us in which direction? In the direction of Rabbeinu Tam, i.e., there was no such bracha. Okay, apparently the Ri was not so moved by those proofs, and he says, I have a perfect solution, I have a wonderful strategy, I would remove the back wheels, and I would give a bash to the horses, and I would move forward. 3 minutes, he'd be out of the mud. Wow, 3 minutes, tremendous. He goes to the second candidate, he says, tell me, if you wanted to become the royal chariot driver, what would be if you got stuck in mud? He says, no, I would never do what the first person would do. I wouldn't ruin with the back wheels, I'd ruin with the front wheels. And then try and get the horses to jump, and then move forward, a minute and a half, I'd have you out of the mud. Terrific. And he says to the third one, fine. Well, what's your strategy for getting out of mud? What would you do if we got stuck into mud? And he says, I have no idea. No, I have no way of getting out. Well, he says, well, quite frankly, he said, why did you propose yourself as the royal chariot driver? He says, I'll be very honest, because I have no strategy of getting out of the mud, I'll be extra careful never to get stuck in the mud in the first place. Oh, he says, right, you're the man, you get the job. So therefore, that's what the Ri is telling us. Don't get stuck in the mud in the first place. Avoid the Shaila. Have a bread-based meal. That way you're going to bench anyway. Birkas Hamazon, and that would necessarily exempt the bracha of on the Chitza as well. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Next time we have to see the bottom Tosfos. Mitzvah Hashem. Like I say, we're trying to learn every Tosfos from Mitzvah Hashem. And then we'll keep on going on this two dots.